regular meeting of the Rio del City Council held on Tuesday, October 7th, included three presentations on local issues, including general sales tax information and a recently released report on the current state of the local infrastructure. The North Coast branch of the American Society of Civil Engineers recently completed an assessment of local roads and bridges within the county, which earned a score of D+ for the roads and C- for bridges. Humboldt County infrastructure is sorely underfunded and shows significant signs of deterioration. According to the report, quote, "Some roads and bridges exhibit significant deficiencies in conditions and functionality, increasing risks to public safety and the local economy," end quote. The incorporated areas of the county were reviewed as well as unincorporated regions. Rio Del has 14.2 square miles of roads, which would require $300,000 annually simply to maintain them in their current condition. The average pavement condition index, which indicates condition and future needs, ranked Rio Del roads at 62 out of a possible 100, which is slightly above the county average of 60.4. The entire report card is available online at theriodeltimes.com. Local sales tax measures were discussed after a presentation by Eva Bowden of the State Equalization Board, who discussed the basics behind sales tax in general. County Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes and Undersheriff Bill Hansel then spoke about Measure Z, which would extend a countywide 0.5% sales tax another 5 years, which is geared towards public safety and essential services. Undersheriff Hansel described some of the ways that the additional funding would help public safety.
It also will provide funding for major drug enforcement. Right now we do have a drug task force. But you read every other day in the news where methamphetamine, heroin, is just crippling our county. And right now, Measure Z would assist in the enforcement of methamphetamine. We have drug labs all over the county. Marijuana, obviously, it's the green rush here. A lot of people coming from back east, they don't care about the environment. They don't care about the land. They don't care about what they're doing to our streams and forests. All they care about is the money.
The November ballot will also include a city sales tax increase of 1% for 5 years, with Measure U, which would go into the general fund. An additional town hall meeting regarding the sales tax measure will be held on Wednesday, October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Monument Middle School. The current city budget is using $144,072 in reserve funds. The increased revenue is intended to fill the budget deficit with any additional funds going towards city services. It was noted that sales taxes in general do not apply to prescription drugs or food purchased as groceries. A city newsletter is also being distributed with more information about the sales tax and the budget crisis, as very few residents attended the council meeting for the scheduled presentation. In other matters, the council moved forward with abatement procedures to tear down and remove a fire-damaged home on Rio Del Avenue. The owner of the property has passed away, and the heirs have been unable or unwilling to make the extensive repairs necessary, which has resulted in the home being condemned. The city will hire Went Construction to tear down the remaining structure and clear away the debris, with the cost being attached to the property as a lien. The council also voted to amend the lease versus purchase policy to include disciplinary procedures for violating the purchasing policies at the request of the EPA for grant approvals. The codes of conduct for the city now include a restriction against real or perceived conflicts of interest by city staff when buying goods or services, which covers all city employees for up to 1 year after they leave service or are no longer an elected official. The rules now also prohibit the solicitation or acceptance of gratuities, favors, or anything of monetary value from contractors or others the city may do business with. Penalties for violating the policies include the possibility of a civil suit by the city, dismissal, or other sanctions available under the law for elected officials. Contractors who violate the provisions will be barred from future transactions with the city. The next regular meeting of the council will be held on Tuesday, October 21st at 6:30 p.m. Video from the meeting, as well as the infrastructure report card, are available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.